Okay, hello everyone. So, I've been seeing this thing going around about December, about December 21st, right? And it's basically about the winter solstice conjunction, I believe. And it's like really important to a lot of people, okay? So it just is like this great conjunction that's describing these two big worlds in our solar system, you know, between Jupiter and Saturn. So this happens, it's interesting because it happens every 20 years. And the last one was the year 2000. So, but they're not all created equal, right? So the conjunction is it's huge. Like, we have Jupiter. Jupiter is the planet of luck and abundance. And, you know, all the great things, like Jupiter is the, and it's interesting because we are in December, which is still Sagittarius, and then coming forth to Capricorn season, and then the planet for Capricorn is Saturn. It, like, Capricorns are going to be going through a lot. Like, we're going to be going through a lot for the rest of December up until like mid-January. So just prepare yourself. No, but nothing bad or anything, but it's like the energy is crazy. As you can see, my speech is like stopping and going. But that's just because like we have all this energy going on and everything is just, you know, it's getting ready to come to a forefront. And like just a few days before, you know, the holiday, Christmas. So, and then we have a full moon in Cancer on December 29th, 2020. This is going to be the last full moon of the year. But yeah, like I was saying, Jupiter is the planet for luck and abundance and, you know, going out there and doing the thing and, you know, being the adult, right? And then we have Saturn, which is the planet for time and manners and order and responsibilities. If you know a Capricorn, then you know that we are really independent people. We are really, you know, can be really adult-like and take on the role of the, you know, father figure or the mother figure, basically, because we keep things in order. It's structure. Saturn is the planet for structure. Okay, so if you have a Capricorn, they seem, you know, kind of harsh, or we can seem a bit like commanding, but it's for a good cause. I'm just gonna put it like that. But Jupiter and Saturn are, you know, they're not far from each other at all. Like, they fall, and if you notice through the lines of if you've ever like read the zodiac lines and order, you would notice that Saturn and Capricorn are really close to each other, and then it's Aquarius and then Pisces. But it's like Jupiter is brighter and outshining, and Saturn is, you know, respectably bright, tough, and it's like you have to do the thing. You have to have structure. You have to have, you know, you have to have manners and respect, sophistication, and do it in the most bright, positive way. Like, that's what it is all about. This is the big change. This is the big shift. And it's also the winter solace is also of the, I'm trying to put it into like greater term for some of you out there. The two worlds will visibly be closer in the sky than they have been since the medieval times. Now, this is way back in 1226. So, coming together and uniting, and you know, basically trying to get things on an even keel, and keeping things on an even keel. Because you also have to remember that Jupiter is a balance, and not only that, it can, you know, it could be a balance, and it could also, you know, go between things. It can be chaos if you push it there, and then your luck won't come around, because like I said, Jupiter is the planet of luck and abundance. So it's like it won't come around if you are bouncing here and there and going back and forth here and there, and you know, not doing the thing which you're supposed to do. And that's when Saturn comes in and it's like, hey, you need to get your shit together, because we have shit to do, and you have, you know, great things coming in, and you're fucking up, and it won't come in for the next year, for the new year. And it just so happened to be January 1st, 2021 is the start of the new year. Not only that, it's like, you know, Jupiter is associated with the, it's so interesting because we are in Sagittarius season, and Jupiter is the planet for Sagittarius, and Saturn is the planet for Capricorn, like I have said this plenty of times before. So, astrologically speaking, Jupiter is associated with the principles of growth, expansion, prosperity, and good fortune, right? And miracles, right? And because it's like Saturn falls under Jupiter, and then you have Sagittarius falling as the sign, the zodiac sign for Jupiter, which in the tarot deck, the Sagittarius is the magician, you know, performing miracles and good fortune. And then we have the Temperance card of Sage, which is between, it can be between the heart and the mind, and the Temperance card is not only falling under the planet Jupiter, but it's also for divine feminine and divine masculine, you know, energy. And it governs long distance and foreign travel. That's why a lot of Sagittariuses, they love adventure. They love going out. They love, like, you know, having fun, like getting that feel, that adrenaline of, you know, just being free and, you know, just like a lot of, you know, positive things. Not only that, big business and wealth. Jupiter is also for higher education. As you would probably know, if you know a lot of Sagittariuses, then you know they are very intuitive. You know that they are, you know, very smart, and they are, you know, very into like their knowledge, the most intuitive of the fire signs, and the other fire signs are Aries and Leo. And then we have Jupiter falling under religion and law. Religion and law. So you could be experiencing around this time, around the week of the winter solstice of December 21st, 2020, but you get around that time, like around that week, you're going to notice that your religion views are going to be at like a higher peak for most of you. You're going to be thinking about your spirituality, and not only that, because Saturn and a lot of Capricorns are also big on, you know, we are also big on our spirituality. We're also big, like we're really down to earth, and we're really, you know, we like to grasp and understand more about, you know, our spiritual life and more about religion. If you know that, you know that a lot of Capricorns they could be stubborn when it comes to certain things, especially when it comes to religion and their spirituality. And you know, that's gonna be one of those things where everybody, you know, majority of you are gonna be thinking about. You're gonna be thinking about, you know, about your spiritual life, your emotional life, and you know, your mental state when it comes to like reading the Bible or, you know, doing the chantings and, you know, being in yoga and just doing the meditation and trying to figure out what it is that you are, you know, you're going to try to want to figure out your calling as far as your spiritual life, you know. And then not only that, we have Saturn. Now we have Saturn, that's my planet. Saturn falls under Capricorn. Saturn is the planet, like I said, for, you know, manners and, you know, order and structure. And but like I was saying, right, you know, Saturn is associated with time, and if you know a lot of Capricorns, it's like everything has to be on a timely manner to us. Like we have to be on time to work, we have to be on time to, you know, just do the thing, you know. Our time is like very important to us, you know, especially when we're invested into someone. We don't like to feel like we're wasting our time or feel like we're wasting our energy. It's like we're one with the universe, in that, you know, it's a thing about coming from stardust, right? Because Saturn, in return, you get all these good gifts. You get all these, you know, great things that will, you know, come in. Like I said, a lot of us Capricorns, we're having a lot of, you know, stuff going on in our sign. Like, astrologically speaking, Saturn, the father of time, bestows a person with great wealth and fame, and that's why it only makes sense that Jupiter and Saturn are perfect for this and are coming together and uniting more from 20 more years, like 20 more years, and they're coming back together again, you know, to give off these great things and this good wealth and this fame and this fortune, and, you know, taking on the responsibility of being a boss and, you know, having that great knowledge and, you know, understanding. It could give, you know, Saturn can give, it could give us loss and sorrow, poverty. It could, you know, cause these tower moments, but the tower moments are necessary for you to understand, for you to get it, for you to reevaluate yourself, for you to reevaluate your life and where you feel like things are going. You know, Saturn can also cause misery, and it can also cause, you know, accidents. Not that it wants to cause accidents, but the accidents are necessary. Like in the tarot deck, the Tower card is under Saturn because it causes these tower moments for you to have a better chance, for you to see things and have it to be rebuilt from the ground up. Creation and work, organization, you know, being at a slower pace because Capricorn is a earth sign. In a lot of earth signs, especially Taurus, is like, we like to take things slow, we like to see the detail, and we like to know what we're investing in, right? Like, you know, like I said, Saturn rules Capricorn, and Capricorns, you know, like, we love to rule. We love to rule. Like, majority of Capricorns, they love rules. Like, they like to go by the rules because they're the task maker, you know, like the leader, and, you know, the one that is keeping everything in check and ensuring, you know, the direct routes to the finish line. You know, that's why, you know, not to sound cocky or like arrogant, but it's just, that's why we are called the GOAT, because it's the greatest of all time. Reevaluating, taking things at a slow rate, moving things forward, restructuring, and, you know, coming about, you know, from the misery, coming about from the tower moment. Not only that, the power of Saturn is authority and discipline, and it's about commitment. That's why a lot of Capricorns, when we're invested into something, we're really committed to it. Or at least that's how I would think, because I'm a Capricorn and I'm committed to a lot of things that I invest my time in. And, you know, I don't like my time to be wasted, and I don't like to feel like I am wasting my time, right? And it only Like, and that's why LeBron James is a Capricorn, and that's why he wins a lot of rings. Capricorn, Saturn also has rings around its planet, so it's like it's a winning thing for us. Like, no matter what we go through, no matter what, you know, scenario it could possibly be, we're always going to reevaluate ourselves and get up out of the hole, and we're always going to climb to the top, learn the lessons and climb to the top, because we've actually sat down, we've actually seen where things went wrong, and now we're headed to the top to accept the good fortune, right? And that is where Jupiter comes in, because Jupiter is about good wealth and fortune, and, you know, it's also under the Wheel of Fortune tarot deck as well. If you, you know of the tarot deck and you know the card Wheel of Fortune, you know that that card also falls under Jupiter, because it could turn the wheel from you going to a bad situation and then turning it around to making it a greater situation, or you learning the lesson and making something great of the lesson, and now your fortune or your bad karma has turned around, right? Like, this has been 20 years since this has happened. And this will happen, like I said, December 21st of 2020, which is like a weekend, some days from now. And it's so interesting because we're in the last month. We're in December. We're in Sagittarius season currently. And then we are moving from Sagittarius season up into Capricorn season. And then we have the full moon, which is December 29th of 2020. And, you know, the full moon is going to be in Cancer. So a lot of emotions, and it's so interesting because Cancer and Capricorn are the opposite of each other, or the complement of each other, whichever one you want to call it. But it's really important because this is a lot of energy that we're going to be dealing with back to back, and then we're coming into the new year. That's a whole different shift on its own from December 31st until the next day. If you have something to drink, please drink it. But understanding that, you know, we're coming to this, and a lot of folks can actually see the planets coming together. Jupiter will be more visible because obviously it is a big planet. And then that's where we have the beast for Sagittarius as a symbolization, because the beast, like a huge creature, you know, really dominant and really, you know, masculine, like, but also can be soft and sweet on the inside, you know, like the movie Beauty and the Beast. And then, you know, we have Jupiter. Jupiter is a huge planet, so of course it's going to be more bigger than Saturn. And then we have Saturn falling, you know, it could fall under the devil card in the tarot deck. The devil was once an angel, right? The devil was once, you know, Jesus' best friend. They were like best friends, and they were really close. So it only makes sense as to why everything is entwined between the depths of hell, if you want to call it, and then being here and on a lovely, you know, road ahead. But it's like you have to get through the bad. You have to get through the bad so you can see the good of the outcome, right? And who knows? That's probably why, you know, who knows, like, if it was meant for them to make this, right, of the universe, for them to make this of the afterlife, for it to be a lesson for here in the physical between, you know, Jesus and the devil, because positive and negative, you know, you have to, sometimes you have to go through those things. Sometimes you have to go through those bad times, those negative times. Like I said, those tower moments. The tower card is under the planet Saturn. So sometimes you have to go through those things to get to the good things, which it would be Jupiter, you know, coming in with a good fortune, like I said, which would be Saturn giving you those great gifts. If you know, or if you studied, then you know that, you know, sometimes that it could be hard. It could be like an attachment. It could be an obsession. It could be an addiction, or, you know, something of that sort. But that's only that's the facade of it. You see what I'm saying? That's the negativity of it. But once you start to reevaluate where you're going at within your life, or, you know, within your path, then you would know that you have to get up out of that, because Saturn's going to put you through it. Saturn, if you don't want to handle it, and if you don't want to face the facts and face the truth, then Saturn's going to put you through that shit. It's going to put you through it. It's going to put you through these, you know, shitty moments where you don't, you know, where you don't feel like you belong, and where you feel like you've been latched onto something that you can't break a hold of. But you can break a hold of it, and you can get through it, right? Some of you probably think I'm going on, but, you know, for those who understand, then, you know, you hear me. You hear what I'm saying. You hear where, you know, where the outcome is going. Do the thing. Get the thing out the way. You can have good fortunes coming in. You can have the thing coming in. But you have to get your manners in order. You have to get your structure in order. You have to get your life in order. Right? And of course, it's easy, you know, it's easier said than done, right? But that's why Saturn is here. It's here to show you guys. It's here to push you guys so you can get to that Jupiter, so you can get to the uniting of the good fortune and the wheel of fortune, and, you know, having the great things, right? But these are just some, you know, some things that I wanted to talk about. Like, it's some things that have been, you know, really on my mind to speak about, you know, to you guys, you know, to the fam out there that have been listening and that have been watching, you know, to the podcast and have been a part of my podcast, you know, the podcast channel, our channel, you know, where we can talk about these things. You know, it's a great time. It's been 20 years ever since, you know, 2000. So we're here in 2020, and this is a big time. It's a big time. It's a big energy change. It's a big shift for everybody, like myself, you, your family, your sister, your brother, your grandma, your mom, your dad. Like, it's a big time. You know, the thing about, you know, devil and Jesus, like, who knows, that Jesus probably, they probably had a conversation or something of that sort, and he was like, hey, I'm gonna need your help, you know, because a lot of people, or, you know, something of that sort, you know, they probably had a conversation, you know, like, But the devil was once an angel, and we have to, you know, realize this. That's why a lot of Capricorns, they go through a shitty time, you know, especially emotionally on the inside. Like, you know, they can go through a pretty big time, a pretty rough time, and a lot of Sagittariuses as well, you know, so to speak. Like, if you ever seen a Sagittarius and they just be like happy all the time, and they just really act like nothing is bothering them or anything like that, and it's like, hey, are you sure? Are you sure you're okay? Like, are you sure nothing's bothering you? You know, and it's so interesting how we are in the last season of these two signs, and then we're here of these two planets, and yet they are so important. They don't really get the recognition, but they are so important. And if you have a Sagittarius in your life, then you should be happy that they're in your life. They're very blunt people, you know, they could be very honest, and they're really positive in general, and they like to have fun. They like to go on adventures. A lot of Capricorns, emotionally wise, they go through a lot of turmoil, but, you know, they never show it. They never show it. You know, we just keep climbing to the top. Just keep climbing to the top. You know, we'll handle it. We'll figure it out. You know, because we can be responsible. And a lot of Sagittariuses and Capricorns get along. So, there's no shame in the game. No shame in the game at all. I'll be speaking about, you know, more of this. It could be quite interesting as well as to why I bring this up. I bring this up because I feel like it's really important for us to know what kind of energy that we're dealing with, what kind of planetary alignments that we are dealing with, you know, especially here in this time, especially with everything going on. You know? So, do the thing. Saturn wants you to have structure. Saturn wants you to be stable. We have to realize Saturn is the planet for Capricorn, and Capricorn is an earth sign. And earth signs, they like stability. They like financial stability. They like, you know, to, you know, have the manners. You know, Capricorns, they, you know, we like to have people with manners and respect and, you know, being responsible and also independent, and also, you know, showing the love and sharing the love. That's why Saturn doesn't mind, you know, giving out gifts, you know, like, don't mind giving out gifts. You know, us Capricorns, we don't mind giving out gifts, you know. You just have to do the thing. You have to be able to listen and follow and pay attention and become a leader, you know, so that way you can receive these good things. And then dealing with Jupiter, that's why you have this temperance falling under Sagittarius, because it's between the heart and the mind. You have to know what you want. You have to know what you want between your heart and your mind. And then the divine masculine and the divine feminine and coming together. It could also be about a time dealing with relationships and, you know, coming together, seeing your partner's point of view, understanding your partner's point of view, whether it's a man or a female, you know, whether you are a man or a female. You have to understand your significant other's, you know, point of view. Excuse me. And, you know, you could be going through some confusion. You could be going through some confusion. But a lot of Sagittariuses have blind moments too. So if you feel that way, then just don't be fooled by it, okay? But never think of nothing of it, because they're also the intuitive, They like to, like I said, Jupiter is the planet for higher education. So, you know, learning and picking up knowledge. And if you know a Sagittarius, then you know that they are very knowledgeable. Then you know that they probably look on, you know, look up videos and, you know, probably want to teach themselves something, you know, that could be really interesting to them and also, yeah, beneficial for you when they pass the message along, right? Well, okay. I love you all and I thank you. I thank you for those that's tuning in. Okay, you can check me out at Different Perspectives, okay, here on CastBox. My YouTube channel will be up and running soon. You can also hit me up for a reading. Reading starts at 25 minutes, and then the price will vary from then on there and then up above. So you could email me at Akreyana J, that's AKREYONAJAY@gmail.com. You know, for more information. And I appreciate you guys. I hope you guys have some good rest. I hope you guys have a good night if you're up. And see you later. Talk to you later. Bye.